Hey there, cucks, stags, and ladies. Do you want to meet up with me, Doc Chocolate, and have a sexy experience of your life for your hot wife? Now, if you answered yes, then you must check out Doc Chocolate's Hot Wife Training Days at hotwifetrainingday.com. Now, if you've ever seen one of my sexy videos that I've recorded with hot wives, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. What's going to happen is your wife is going to get wined and dined by me. There's going to be heavy, sexy flirting. There's going to be an aromatherapeutic experience with me in a very low-lit, sensual environment with soft music playing in the background while your hot wife gets a world-famous Doc Chocolate skin-to-skin body glide with coconut oil and more. And this is going to be the experience of a lifetime for you wives out there as you go through your journey of finding your true sluttiness with Doc Chocolate. Want to find out more details and get your reservation with me? Then go now to hotwifetrainingday.com to get started. Now, back to the episode.
You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of black bulls, queens of spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
What's up? What's up, everybody? It is your man, Doc Chocolate, coming at you live from the best city in America, Las Vegas, Nevada. All other cities bow down below Vegas, because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, unless it's chlamydia or gonorrhea. That shit comes back with you. Hardcore and hot. Emphasis on the hot part. Anyways, I am your host, and I will introduce the two lovely, beautiful, gorgeous ladies that I have on board with me right now. But first, I want y'all to go ahead and subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform you're listening to this on. If it's Spotify, Apple, Google, whatever else the hell platforms you're listening to this on, subscribe to a brother, show me some love. And then I also want you to check out my content, my OnlyFans, my swinger journey, my male whore activities that I do. Because y'all know I'm a gentleman during the day, but a freak at night. And you can check that out on my OnlyFans, Fansly, Minivids, and all that other shit when you go to bullsandqueens.com. And you can check out my spicy adventures. I be fucking hot wives to sleep. Sometimes they fuck me to sleep. They steal my soul. Actually, the guest that we have on board, she actually did almost steal my soul. She didn't quite steal my soul, almost. Yeah, she's giving me a look right now. And last but not least, if you and your wife, or if you are the wife and you are wanting to partake in a nice, friendly, home-cooked gangbang that's done professionally and it's done with ethics and it's so clean that you can show it to your grandmother, Granny is never going to be the same after seeing that gangbang. Hit me up at bullsandqueens.com and inquire about it, and we can potentially get you set up with the gangbang. So that being said, I am going to introduce the two ladies. So lady number one, that is my co-host. She has been on the show before plenty of times. I first had her on the show about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and I brought her on board. And honestly, I was really just, I was trying to play with her because like, I thought she was hot as shit. And like, it worked. You know, I got to like work with her, and here she is. But like, I've had her on board about two or three times afterwards as a co-host, because she is just genuine. She is entertaining. She is educational, and she has like a good amount of sassiness to her. So let me introduce Miss Kelly Shim.
Hey, everyone. Hi.
Oh, you got to do that again. You got to say it a little bit more dark. You said that too bubbly. So here's Miss Kelly Shim.
Well, I'm always happy to be on here. It'll get dark later once we get in deep conversation.
True enough. True enough. True enough. And that's so cute. And oh, and you guys, if you want to watch the video podcast of what we do, it is actually going to be on my Minibids and my Fansly accounts. So you can get that full detail on bullsandqueens.com or DocChocolateBBC.com.
This podcast right here.
Correct.
So I could do that.
Do it. I didn't see it. Do it again. So oh, you have beautiful areolas.
So is that
Oh, I don't think you can wear the URL.
Gotta wear this now.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, just keep it up like that the whole time. You're very distracting now. Now I'm just like looking at your titties the whole time. No, I'm like,
hey, it's not bad to look at.
It definitely isn't. Yeah. Just put it. Yeah. Can't have the URL. Right, yeah, that's true. There you go. Hey, I have no problem with that. Hey, guest that we're going to introduce here in a second, do you have a problem with that?
Absolutely not. It's something to look at.
Yeah. I'll get closer. I didn't realize.
I love women. Hey, and it's Pride Month. I love women.
I do too. I love Pride women month. Too. Yes. How do people get a hold of you, Miss Kelly Shim?
Oh.
And your beautiful titties.
Well, you know, I don't know if you could get a hold of me, but you definitely could check my videos on kellyshim.com.
Okay, that is kellyshim.com. That is kellyshin.com. And that URL is going to also be in the show notes. And drum roll, please. We are going to introduce the lady of the hour. So she is an all-natural naughty girl that is potentially a unicorn. And she loves doing NSFW stuff, not safe for work. She is a 37-year-old MILF, possibly a GILF. She lives in the Tampa area. She's always TTS tested. She self-books and she likes mushrooms. Her name is Shay, a.k.a. Silo Siren. Give her a hand.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me on today.
You're very, very welcome. How you doing today, girl?
I am fantabulous. I get to look at some beautiful boobs and your handsome face. And your boobs. Hey, those are some nice boobs too. Some nice pecs.
She's looking at pecs and boobs. She got some. She got some caramel boobs over here. Some chocolate pecs over here.
Hey.
And my beautiful lady with the beautiful eyes, the beautiful green eyes. That was the first thing I said when I met you. When I met you, I was like hypnotized. I was like, oh my god, she got such beautiful eyes. And ooh. How do people reach you, Miss Shay?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So my website is psilocyrenxxx.com, or you can go to the Mushroom Goddess at OnlyFans. There's a lot of places you can reach me. I got OnlyFans, I got Minibids, I got Loyal Fans, I got my website. Twitter, Instagram, all the fun stuff.
You got a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything.
I love it. All right. Well, so what we want to know is, how the hell did you get into the lifestyle, and how long have you been in there? Like, what's your origin story?
Okay, so I have always practiced E&M in one aspect or another. I've never in my whole adult life had a traditional vanilla relationship. I was in a kitchen table poly relationship for many years. It's my, kitchen table poly is meaning that our dynamic was there was one guy and two girls. We all lived in the same house, we all took care of each other's kids together. Like we lived together, we lived as one family unit, but it was still an open relationship. So we could still go out and play. But we had our primary dynamic. So there was the three of us. We all slept in the same bed. We all, did everything together. It wasn't just we were one.
You were a throuple. Well, family. That was where you guys together slept together, did everything together.
And that's what the kitchen table poly comes in, meaning that it's just not everybody lives out on their own and in a relationship or whatnot, but we all lived as one family unit in the house.
Wow. So right now we're a podcast throuple kitchen table poly right now.
Hey,
it's Three's Company up in this bitch.
We even have
company is always good. Oh yeah, and the dog.
And the dog. Gotta have the dog. Yes. All right.
Dog's cool. The man's best friend.
Yeah. Can I put this on mini vids? If there's a dog on there,
get out, dude.
I was just thinking that. Hey, Shay, I was just thinking that. I was like, okay, well, maybe we could do it.
It crossed my mind, too. I was like, because I had a picture on OnlyFans, and it had one of my dogs in the background, and it got flagged very, very early on. So, but it was, we were outside on the pool deck, and the dog was just walking around in the background. They took the picture down.
Yeah. All right. Ew. So, I'm not looking at your shirt. I'm looking at your titties, Kelly. I mean.
Wait, can I put this shirt on?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They're just weird on the .coms. So.
Yeah, because didn't you have to redo all your water marks before because it was bullsandqueens.com on
I
your
did.
Watermark?
I did.
Yeah,
I
remember
did.
That.
Yeah, that sucked big time. That's big time. So, oh, that's a nice little 80s look you have going on there, Kelly Shin. I like that. You know, a little off the shoulder thing. I like that. Yeah, that's cute.
So, go back to the kitchen, this term, the kitchen table thing, kind of. I think that's what, it's so, but why the kitchen table in front of the, why is it?
Because they fuck on the kitchen table, right?
I don't know, but it was an in-house family dynamic. So because it wasn't one person lived out of the house or two people lived out of the house and you're just dating. We all lived in the same household. So our dynamic was actually an open kitchen table poly relationship. So we all lived as one family unit, both of us, both women, we were moms to our children. We didn't differentiate between yours and mine or anything like that. It was just, I honestly don't know where the term came from. You might want to talk to a lifestyle specialist about that. That's good with poly stuff.
Yeah.
I just
can't. I get that aspect. I was just wondering, why did they,
First they got they have open poly, closed poly, there's so many different, it's an umbrella, just the lifestyle is an umbrella of different dynamics. And, you've got swingers, you just have people that are in the poly, you have open relationships. There's so many different things under the umbrella of the lifestyle or, E&M. I don't know. So that's just, we're going to have to look that up on Google. We ask Google.
That's way
cool. Google's my friend.
I could do it some. I think I can be in a relationship like that.
Yeah. It was a very, very, it was an amazing relationship. It's something that I prefer because I do. I love women. And, you know, it worked, but we also, it taught all of us how to really communicate and be open and deal with jealousy, because even there's still jealousy and all that and those kind of dynamics, but you have to be able to communicate and talk it out and not just bottle it up.
Yeah.
Let it explode.
Where did you guys meet each other at?
I actually met him when at my job. And she just got brought in.
Oh, wow. Was he already with her or?
No.
Oh,
no.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, how did that work out? You got to, I feel like we're trying to put the puzzle together, but you're keeping a couple of the pieces away from us.
Well, I met him one at my job, and then we were together, and then we met her at a bar or restaurant, something. And it just, like, I love women. It wasn't meant to be anything like that. It was supposed to just be sexual, just supposed to be fun, like a one night stand type thing. And then.
Pardon the interruption. If you're a cuckold gentleman, a stag, a voyeur, or maybe you're just a woman that likes to watch amateur BBC porn. If you are, I got a question to ask you. Do you want to follow Doc Chocolate's sexy ass adventures and playtime that I have with the most gorgeous hot wives, queens of spades, and MILFs out there? Now, if you answered yes, then you want to go ahead and pause this episode right now and go to my website at bullsandqueens.com and subscribe to my free OnlyFans page. So that's going to be at bullsandqueens.com, bullsandqueens.com, and click that button that says OnlyFans. And what's going to happen is you're going to get free access to my personal collection of videos, pictures of my kinky lifestyle adventures and my playtime that I have with my friends with benefits. And you'll also be able to chat with me and the other fans and also do custom requests. And I am on there daily. So for free access to my OnlyFans for a limited time only, you guys, I want you to go to bullsandqueens.com, click that link that says OnlyFans, and join the fan club. I'll see you on the other side. Now, back to the spicy episode.
One night turned into a bunch of nights, and then a couple years went by, and, you know, and had situations not happened, it would still, I believe that we'd still be in that dynamic, but like, not trying to get all deep and stuff, but my male partner died while I was pregnant with my youngest, and she wound up falling into addiction. So after that happened, so like, the whole thing fell apart. So at that time, I didn't just lose one partner. I lost two partners, and which sent me into something for a very long time, about 8 years.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I made it through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. You're here.
Took
now.
Me a while, but I made it and I'm here.
Yeah.
But I really like the poly lifestyle, but I also like the open poly lifestyle because I don't believe in monogamy. And I believe monogamy can be whether it's a throuple or if it's a solo, you know, one-on-one relationship. That's where closed poly comes in. But I don't believe in lifelong monogamy. I never have. Even when I was a teenager, I was always in open relationships. So, I'm having fun right now.
What do you think of that, Miss Kelly?
I think it's interesting because I love just how people live because everyone lives so different. It's okay, right? But I think there is a thing of I don't know if you guys know, I've been married for 21 years now.
Wow. You're only 21. You look like you're only 21 years old. You don't look
old enough to be married for 21 years.
No. Yeah. Were you a child bride or something?
What?
Were you a child bride or something?
Oh, damn shit. Damn near. No. But, no, you're right. I don't. It's weird. Even though I've been married to one person, I can see how, I don't know, this world is too big to be like just with one person. Now, you could be comfortable with that one person. Maybe that one person is who you share all your secrets with and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
That I get. And I think
I do believe in emotional monogamy.
Right.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. I do too.
As far as like physical, like there's way people out there in the world that we all want to play with.
Yeah. That's how I am. I believe in emotional monogamy, but not like physical or sexual monogamy.
I like that term that you just came up with, Shay, emotional monogamy, because like I actually never heard of that term before. Have you, Kelly?
Heard of that term before? That's a good name that you put on what I'm referring to. Because yes, you're like, you can give your emotions to a certain group of people and it can stay. But I think when it comes to like being sexual, it's very hard to keep it with that one person.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And I mean, intimacy. And I think you had commented on my Twitter post earlier today, or somebody did. But, you know, between that was you. OK, so I put up a post, Kelly and had commented on it. I basically said that intimacy is not always the same as sex. You know, because they can be interwoven together, but they're not always synonymous with each other, if that makes sense. Because one issue that I have as a single guy, you know, in this industry, you know, content creation, lifestyle, whatever, is a lot of the ladies that I would want to date and have like an emotional monogamous relationship with. Thank you for that term, Shay.
Use it all the time.
I'm going to like use that shit until the wheels fall off. But like they feel like because I'm out here filming and playing with all these beautiful, gorgeous women out here, that they don't bring anything to the table sexually. Right. And at the end of the day, I was talking with a gentleman yesterday, Rome Major, and we were both talking about intimacy, you know, because we can play with beautiful women, but at the end of the day, we want to have that intimacy. And that intimacy comes from the emotional monogamous component that you just stated, Shay.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, Shay likes to get, like, obviously you like to get physical, hence while you're in the lifestyle. You like other hot people and you want to do stuff with them.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, very much so. The physical, the sexual, the, you know, the fun stuff, the exploring, the just having fun and living life. But I am a single. So like, and I've talked to Doc about this before, that like in the industry, in the lifestyle, you know, there's those times that you crave that emotional connection, the intimacy with somebody. And it's very hard being in the lifestyle and being in the industry to have that. And so when you find somebody that you can have it with, like, at least for me, like I have one or two like play partners that are also industry, but like we have an additional dynamic. Like we spend time together. We go out and do stuff. We spend the night, we cuddle, we have that intimate emotional without a label, if that makes sense.
Like a, I don't know, like you have those vanilla jobs, right? And you always, sometimes you work friends, right? Like,
yeah, that's a good it.
Do you want to be my work friend? I work in porn.
You find the people that you met and vibe with outside of doing. But I have a question for you. I want to get nasty real quick.
So oh, shoot.
Yeah, we've been speaking vanilla terms way too long. So when you say fun stuff, what are we talking about? What kind of fun stuff?
Oh, I like fun stuff. Okay. So like, I really, really, really like group play, like whether it be just more, whether it be like two guys, one girl, or one girl or two girls, one guy, or more than that. I like exploring. I asked Doc. I am a blowjob connoisseur. Like I absolutely love that. Like,
oh, you do
for my own pleasure. Like, oh my!
Are you serious? I've never received a blowjob from you though.
Oh, stop it!
Men don't give us a chance. You know what I found? They don't give us a chance to do it because they're such in a hurry to get in it.
I'm like, I will do it until you tap out. Like, just I don't even need reciprocation. Like, just let me do it because I love doing it. Like, I get totally in the mood doing that.
I feel like that is very, very good. Like, we need more people that are like oral sex connoisseurs. Like, because like I love eating pussy. I love eating pussy. I love eating pussy probably as much as you love sucking dick.
But it's something you do for your own pleasure, correct?
Yeah,
like it's not
yeah,
something
correct.
You do because, and especially like even in the industry and being on camera, like I enjoy doing it. And like, I have no problem fluffing people if they're having problems. Like, I'm like, oh, you need a little bit of help. Let me help you.
Thank you for mentioning that. Thank you very much. I was filming a scene. Understand, but I was really shocked that the male talent had a hard time, you know, keep staying hard and stuff. And the female talent said, oh, okay, well, you go ahead, take your time. And she just sat there. She did not. I was so confused. I was like,
come on, what do you need me to do? I always ask, like, what do you need me to do? Like, I prefer to just like go down there and start sucking and the gagging and drooling and, you know, all that stuff. But like, I'll ask them, like, do you need kissing? Do you need this? What do you need? What can I do to help you?
And that's why you're a very, very special person, Shay, you know, because you think like that. So like, let me ask you this, like, what's the proper way to ask that? Because like, I feel like if I were to say, hey, what can I do to help you, Doc? And I'm like, suck my dick. Like, I feel like that would be like wrong.
Not to me.
She's not asking at all. Yeah, she's asking you, hey, what is it that I can help you with? And I think
I feel like it's not respectful though. Like, I feel like it's like, I feel like it's disrespectful. Like, suck my dick.
Okay. I'd rather have her just sit there and stare at you while you're over here trying to get
No, well, can I just point at my dick and be like,
no, you can ask.
How does consent work with that?
It's sign language.
Sign language.
I mean, like, I'm pointing at my dead, limp dick. I'm pointing at it. Like,
what do you want me to do? You want me to spit in my hand and jack you up? What do you want me to do? Can I put it in my mouth?
You are the oral connoisseur. So whatever you... Yeah, I mean...
Big word she used was consent. Regardless, yeah. Lifestyle or on set, we always have to have consent.
So yes. And especially on set, like, because some people look at it like me coming from the lifestyle, I feel like I've got a whole different way of looking at it. Like, because I'm not just there to make content. Like, I am there for everybody to enjoy themselves and have pleasure. And, you know, I do more of the authentic, real sex type content. So, like, I'm there for pleasure. I'm there to make sure you're having pleasure. But some people aren't like that. And some people are not okay with, hey, we had a good time on camera, you know, do you want to have sex afterwards and just go through the, instead of just going through the motions for the camera,
yes,
can we do it for real now?
Yes.
You know, so I feel like there has to be conversations and stuff like that. And there was actually like something that happened. I was present at a shoot recently, and one of the girls was doing something that was not, the guy wasn't enjoying. And he actually, and I like really stepped back and I was like, wow, this is awesome that he took the time to be like, hey, you know, we can't do that because that's not working for me. It's not keeping me, like, I'm not able to keep an erection. I'm not able to stay hard. Like, yeah. We can't do that. So yeah. I really think that talking stuff over is very important.
It really is. It really is. And I mean, yeah, and it does go both ways, you know, because I know obviously women need to be kept at the forefront, you know, for their safety. But guys, they need to feel comfortable as well. And then real quick, even with playtime, like you were talking about, you know, like, hey, we do our scene and then, you know, hey, we play afterwards. Right. Like that was one thing that I enjoyed with you at AVN. Like you were the only person that I played with off camera.
Yeah, I love playing like, off camera. And like, yeah.
Kelly, we got some weed from the weed store and we got some snacks. And I said, I think we both mutually said, hey, we're going to get a bunch of snacks. We're going to get some weed. We're going to Netflix and chill, but more emphasis on the chill part. You remember?
Yeah. I don't think we made it very much into the Netflix movie.
We did it. We did it. That movie sucks. But so did you.
Which movie was. But I enjoy having those type of people that I can do that with. Like, hey, like, let's have fun. Like, because no matter how much you enjoy yourself on camera, like, you're always having to be conscientious of where the camera is, what you're doing, like, making sure you're not calling somebody out by their name or, you know, you have to still be present and aware. And it's nice when you have somebody that you have a lot of fun with sexually and you vibe with that after it's all done, like, hey, can we just do it without stopping?
Yeah.
And then fall asleep and cuddle.
Yeah.
Funny story.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm hijacking this podcast. Funny story. I'm looking at this bit over here. Like, Kelly, can you tell everybody? Kelly.
That was cool.
Tell Shay what happened a week or so ago when my 14-year-old son came by.
A lot goes on in that bed.
Okay, so my son came over, right, to spend the night, right? And so my my ex comes over with my son, and it's me and Kelly over there, and so it's the four of us, right? And so my ex, Caramel, she leaves, and then so it's just me, Kelly, and my son. And so my son is going through the bed, and he sees a condom. Like, it, not in the wrapper, it was like broken out. It wasn't used. It was just out, right? And he's like, oh, wow, there's a condom over here. And I looked, I was like, oh, shit. And it wasn't Kelly, you know? I haven't fucked Kelly in a long time. But, like, her first reaction was a very, very defensive reaction. She was like, it wasn't me! And I just started cracking up because I was like, just you saying that? He did not believe you one fucking bit. He was like my dad was railing the shit out of Kelly Shin.
But it wasn't, though. And that's what I was like, I was like horrified. First of all, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I found this, right? And then second of all, I'm like, what? Like, I'm not, like, I do nasty stuff, but not like this. Not like, you know, I wouldn't do like that. So I just want to be like, it was not me.
How's that nasty? It's a condom in the bed. How's that nasty?
Because, Doc, you're nasty.
Damn. Tell me how you feel. Tell me how you really feel about me.
I have a lot of sex.
You? Who, me?
There was times.
Oh, you're a busy bee.
Yeah, I call Doc not to check on Doc, but check on his penis. I'll ask
him. She does say that. She does say that. Like, okay, so Shay, like me and Kelly, we may not talk for like a month, right? And she'll just like call me up on the phone out of the blue. And she's like, hey, Doc, how's your dick doing?
Is it still working?
It's still working.
It's still working.
It's been to so many different places. It seems. I know.
He was telling me the other day, everywhere that he's been and going in the past, like, 6 weeks, like, the prior 6 weeks, the, you know, just, like, the past couple of weeks going on and all this stuff. And I'm like, have you taken a break?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, it's like every single day you had something going on. I was like, man, you're getting it in.
The only break I take is mental breakdown.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, but when you can't do it anymore, when you're totally over.
It just got dark. Hey, as soon as I said that, all the ladies looked at me all like, oh, so sad. That's so sad and dark.
Okay. Hang on. I'll be right back. 1 second. I apologize.
Yeah. Okay, no problem.
I've known you, Doc, especially the year that we met, that I want to say within like 18 months, you know, I call you like, oh, I have a shoot at 10. Oh, I'll call you after your shoot. And I call you after, okay, I'm going to eat some lunch, rest up, and then I got to shoot at 2. Then you're like, and I have my last.
Hey, I can't say anything though, because I said that like with Exotica coming up, like I am planning on slutting myself out and having to ride home with some frozen peas in between my legs.
Right? Hey, and that's why hey, Shay's gonna get busy. Hey, that's why, hey, remember, because like me and you talked about collabing in Exotica Miami, right? And I was like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, yes to you, but like I'm not scheduling anything as of yet, any particular times, because like
hey, a lot stressed. Of people aren't doing that right now, and I'm surprised with it being like 3.5 weeks away. There's a lot of people like, yeah, let's collab. People even reaching out to me like, hey, do you want to collab down there? I'm like, yeah, well, can we set up a date and time? You know, these are the days I'm gonna be there. And they're like, well, I'm not setting up times yet. I'm like, but you just reached out to me and asked me if I wanted to collab.
Okay.
To do that.
Okay. See. Okay. So that's wrong. If you're the one reaching out to a person to collab with them, yeah, then yes, you should.
And
do
I can
what they what they request, in my opinion.
Yeah. But I mean, like, I know me and you have worked together a couple of times before. So like, you're obviously going to prioritize people, new people and stuff like that. And I understand that with other people that have worked together and stuff like that. But I'm surprised at the amount of people that aren't setting up set days and times. But I mean, I've already got like 8 or 9 things set up. Date and time, and I've got my first gangbang set up too.
Woo! How many guys?
Front end, 3 or 4. 3 or 4.
That's gonna be, but that scene is that your first or second? How are you gonna, where are you gonna say?
Oh, that's like the last day.
Oh, huh. So you're gonna just, huh.
Hold on. Is Don Grammer involved? I feel like Don Grammer is involved. No. Oh, okay.
No, it's actually Matt Bishop, Samaj, Bradley Snow, and possibly Jay Black.
Okay. Okay. RJ Black.
Oh, Jay Black.
Yeah. You know Jay Black. Everybody knows Jay Black.
Everyone.
Jay Black. So, if you are listening to this, we fucking love you. You are like, I just love that guy.
He is such an awesome guy. Like, I haven't met him in person yet, but like, we've been talking. No. We've been talking for the past couple of weeks, like pretty much consistently. And that's another thing I like. If I'm going to work with somebody, like we've got some solo stuff that we've got planned for down there as well. So like, I like building a dynamic. Like before we worked together, we talked for months before we worked together. And I think it's more comfortable. It's not just walking in. Again, I think that's the lifestyle person in me that like likes to build friendships, relationships, dynamics, and it's not just work to me. And that's why a lot, like my list has changed. Next month, July, middle of July, I think July 12th is my 1-year porniversary. That's like 1 year since I shot my first scene. yay. And like everything's changed so much. And I got started like at Secrets. I was at Secrets. And some of my friends were like, you know, why don't you just start an OnlyFans and start, you know, why don't you just start filming it? You know, you're already doing it. Why don't you just start filming it? And that's how everything started. So I think that the lifestyle person in me has a really hard time with the industry, like the people that are straight industry. And like a lot of my no's and like have changed. And instead of it just being like, no's, I won't do this. Like now, like my no, like if you won't kiss on camera, that's on my nose. We're not working together. Like, I can't do it. So
nose is kissing.
Huh?
Do you not, is that one of your no's is kissing?
No. Kissing is very important to me. So if they won't kiss on camera, like no kissing is on my no list. Like, so if you won't kiss, we can't work together. And before, like, I was just, you know, I didn't realize that that wasn't a thing. So I didn't know to talk to people about that before.
I feel like everybody should have a do's and a don'ts list, and not just content creators, but regular people that are in the lifestyle that aren't creating content. Absolutely. We all need do's and don'ts, you know?
Boundaries, just a person, you should have your do's and don'ts just as a human being.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And another thing is just because you have a do list with one person doesn't mean that do list is with, you know, everybody else.
Right.
Because there are certain people that I'll let hit me in the face, but that's not something I let everybody do. Like, I have to be comfortable with you. I have to, like, yes, beautiful.
You're absolutely right, because what I think people understand is that they'll watch the mainstream porn and they don't realize, like, half the time they might know each other from around that way, but they basically just got on set and they're like, hey, you're working with Max, and then Max, you're working with Ann, and that's how it is. Yeah, I don't think people realize that. With what I admire about the lifestyle is that you guys do maintain relationships, and due to that, the physical act of sex or whatever you're doing could be intensified, because there is a little bit of a background or history going into it, versus you're not to pick on them. I'm not going to pick on browsers or dog fart or anything like that, versus just having two talents come in. Okay, guys, you guys are going to, you know, and then you try to make it happen.
And the thing with the studio stuff is there's no warm up. There's no anything. It's going there. You better have some lube, because nobody's going to work on getting you wet before they try to stick it in you.
You got to loosen up your butthole. It's just like,
no. Yeah. Do it yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't think people realize this, is that when you start to work with talents from the lifestyle, it is a little different versus someone that is just a talent from not the lifestyle, you know, but it's like apples and oranges. They're still fruit.
Very much so.
Those lifestylers are all out there kissing and being sensual and shit, and just like touchy and feely and emotional.
Well, no, I'm just, because when I work with people, when I work for male talent from lifestyle versus mainstream, I will treat them differently, knowing this person.
How do you treat them differently? Well, like, in what ways?
My lifestyle. So I need to be a little bit more personal, talk to them, touch them, you know, be more sensual, versus someone who's used to just working at a studio. I know that I don't have to touch, or probably they not even want to talk to me. You know, I already know that that's, you know, but with someone from a lifestyle, I know that they want more, they're more personable.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've run into that, like, with people that are lifestyle versus non-lifestyle. Like, the people that are not lifestyle more so treat it as a job, in, out, and that's it. They don't want to talk to you afterwards. They don't want to talk to you beforehand. They don't want anything. Whereas My preference, and this is the lifestyle again, the lifestyler in me, like I value the connections. I prefer to work with the same people. Like if I have a connection with somebody and we vibe and I like you and we have good sex, then I want to work with you over and over and over again. Like, and you build that chemistry and like your fans can see it. Yeah. And they enjoy it. At least mine do.
Yeah, mine do too. Mine do too.
I think and to be honest with you, because I'm not in the lifestyle. So I'm an outsider looking in, right?
She used to be in the lifestyle though. That's what she's not saying.
I was, but I realized that really wasn't for me. I realized that.
For everybody.
Right. And it was not for me. The shooting just porn is more up my alley. But at the same time, outsider looking in, I understand why the public would much rather watch your scene versus something mainstream because of that personal touch. Because when I'm watching mainstream, I know most people don't like each other. I mean, they might like it, right? But if I'm watching something more non-mainstream, I'm like, hey, these people could potentially have a history together.
Mm-hmm. You know,
play partners. You know, maybe they play once a week. Maybe, you know, you get to kind of, I guess, create that. Whereas when I'm looking at mainstream, that's not even crossing my mind. All I'm doing is watching what's in front of me.
Well,
there's no other connection other than visually.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, sex and chemistry and rapport, it's so hard for somebody, even if you're a good actor, actress, it's so hard to portray that if there is no chemistry, you know? And even if, like, you know, hell, you gotta use method acting, I would say, you know, like, even if you fucking hate the person you're with, you know, you gotta be like, okay, well, what do I love about her? What do I love about him? You know, what feature do I, you know? And, but like, when you talk to people that consume porn, like 80% wanna see amateur porn because it's natural, it's organic. It's just like, you know, hey, you know, we're really kissing or really fucking, you know, like maybe we're opening up a little bit more for camera angles and whatnot. But outside of that, it's genuine, it's authentic.
Real. It's authentic.
I feel like I should be able, like, I don't know. I feel this way. Like if I'm going to shoot, I want to come on set and be like, all I have to do is take my clothes off and we can just go at it. I want that kind of that. Animal, like
the animalistic, the primal.
Yeah, like smell it. You can smell it. Go.
That is so Shay. Kelly's laughing because she knows what I'm about to say. So like when we me and her, we did our first like porn shoots like together in LA. And so she wore this like little was it like a cheetah dress thing or
outfits? I want to say I had like two or three outfit changes during our scene.
You did? I thought you just had the little, because you had the little cute, like a sport.
I had a couple things.
Okay. So like I was mesmerized by your beautiful face and your dimples. So like she had this cheetah bra. She's a cutie, but like she had this like cheetah bra thing on with like this skirt that kind of like went downwards at an angle. You remember that? And so it was like very, very animalistic, right? And so when we're doing the scene and we're fucking, like she is super aggressive. So it's like I was like trying to fuck her, but she was like, no, bitch. I'm going to be the one who is fucking you. I will be the fucker. You will be the fucky. She was like, you're going to take this. And like the guy that was recording, you remember him? He was laughing. He was like, okay. Hey. He was trying to be gentle. He's like, hey, baby girl, you know, I love your style, but can you like just be a little bit softer? Cause it was like me and her were fighting.
That's what I like. It's physical.
No, I loved it. I loved it. I had a fucking blast. Like I fucking had fun. I'm serious. I have fun. Because oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think you're right. I think because he came from photography, he wanted it more of a cinematic kind of like studio. Like you ease it, you build up to it, right? I'm like, fuck them.
I just want it. I want it. I want it now. Give it to me. Let me take it.
You know.
Hey Shay, I was getting fucked.
Well, hey, I'm sorry you didn't mind.
She was like this. She was like, who's your mama?
But that's why, I love that though.
That's why we're there. We're there to experience that. You know, and then, you know, the camera guy wants to interrupt me with my face.
That's one thing I hate about studio stuff is like, it's like, you know, you get into a groove and then they're like, okay, stop. We gotta change this. We gotta change angles. We gotta do this. Let's do a different position. It's like, you can't get into a flow because they are controlling everything. Like
this. And then they're like, stop. And then all of a sudden this goes soft.
I know.
Like, yeah.
Oh man, I'm having such a fun time in this conversation.
I mean, Doc has had a couple of pretty aggressive women that like to smack him in the face and take control. And I love that though. The thing I love about porn though is there's something for everybody. Like no matter what, there is something for everybody. So whether you like the aggressive stuff or you like the overly exaggerated, you know, fake shit, or you like the real authentic shit, right, there is something for everybody.
I was shooting with Michelle Rain, and do you know her?
Yeah, I don't.
If it was Skelson. Okay, so like I didn't even know she slapped the shit out of you that hard as I watched the video. Because like, no, she actually created the clip, right?
Wasn't so watching it,
the clip.
Lucy
Power?
Lucy Power took and smacked you, didn't she? Like, and
she smacked the shit out of me
harder
too.
And she went, bam!
Yeah, she was like, bam! Like, she turned my head all the way around, like I was in the Exorcist.
Whiplash!
Yeah, and when I was spinning around, I was like, I still have neck issues to this day. But like, and then, yeah, but she and you know, Lucy's strong. Lucy got some guns. And like, Michelle, like, I hadn't told her beforehand that, you know, like getting slapped in the face. I was like this. I was like, all right, because she's right on top of me. I was like, all right, slap me in the face. And before I even said face, before I even finished the sentence, she was like, I was like, God damn. I was ready for that. She's like, I was like, slap me in the face.
I love that.
She was ready with that hand. Huh?
Oh, she was ready. She was ready. She was ready.
She was getting it warmed up.
Yeah. Hey, she didn't even think about it. And then she had this like little cute smile on her face.
You knew what you were going to say.
Yeah. She was like reading my mind. But I should have known that because like her husband is a cuck. And so like during that scene, he was sitting butt ass naked on the couch and he had some metal clips on his nipples and then on his cock cage on his dick. And then it was attached to a device. And then she had a remote on her hand. And every time make her orgasm, she would press the buzzer and he'd be like, ugh! And he had this mask on, right? This Silence of the Lambs type mask on. And so like I'd be hitting her. And then I was like, hold on a second. I was like, I made you orgasm. I felt that. And then she's like, oh yeah, I forgot. And then she was like, and you hear him in the background.
So it was attached to the metal cage, the electronic, like electrode thing. It was sending electronic pulses or shocker pulses.
Oh, it was shocking this poor guy. And I mean, hey, look, he was into it. He was into it. So,
okay. This is totally like back when I was like, I used to dance when I was in my early 20s. I had like these two, it was a father and a son, and they would pay me a lot of money. They were both adults. They, okay, listen, it's twisted, but they would be in white, whitey tidies, like little brief, and would have me lock them in metal dog cages and poke them with freaking cattle prongs, like electronic cattle prongs, and they would get off on this shit. Like, okay, each of them, one cage, another cage, side by side.
And you said they were father and son?
Yeah, they were both.
Were they really father and son?
I don't know. I didn't ask that. I mean, they could have been playing, but I mean, that's the dynamic that they introduced themselves to and I met them as. But I mean, I met them at a strip club. So, I mean, so. But there was like nothing sexual involved with it. They just wanted to be. I had another one that liked me stepping on his balls and his penis with like my stiletto points. Like, crushing them. I used to get paid a lot of money to do that, too.
But this little point to the balls.
And it was like, you're not stepping hard enough. He wanted me to step and grind. I'm like, no. Are they going to pop?
I'm holding my balls right now.
No. They're going to pop.
No, I didn't want that to pop. I didn't want that to pop.
Interesting.
But I just thought of that because you're talking about the electronic shocking thing. And I was like, metal cage on penises. I was like, there's got to be some sort of kink to that because people like the, but with the metal aspect too. So.
Well, because like Michelle does like soundings where like, because I interviewed her for the podcast.
I don't even have a penis and that makes me hurt. Do you know what that is?
It's they take metal
tubes and stick it in the guy's urethra, like right through their penis hole, a freaking metal
like a catheter
tube, like this long, freaking right in. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. So it's like a cat. Well, it's not as flexible as a catheter, but
it's metal.
Yeah, it's metal. And so, like, usually what they do is they like lube it up, and so like.
But they're like, I've seen some of them that are like freaking 00 gauges and stuff like that, like bigger than, like huge, like bigger than a freaking pen.
It's bigger than that?
How does that go in there?
It's bigger than a pen?
Oh. I've seen some of them that are bigger than a pen. It hurts me just thinking about it.
Yeah. There's just some things.
I love your face right now. I love your face, Kelly. It's like.
Kelly's like, I'm done with this life.
What just makes me think about like God, men are just so weird.
That we are. As a president of the men's club, I will have to agree with that. And that is my statement. We are definitely a weird bunch, us men. All right. So, ladies, we're at the end of our time for this podcast, and it has been so, so good talking about sticking large objects in my penis. I will sleep very, very well tonight with that thought in my head, and hopefully there won't be a condom in the bed either. So, all you had to do, Kelly, was stay silent. All you had to do was say nothing. You're like, it wasn't me. You just look guilty as hell. You at least OJ played it off very well with the glove, you know. Okay, we won't go there. But all right, so words of advice to people that are coming into the lifestyle. First, Kelly, I want to hear your thoughts, and then you, Miss Silo Siren, I want to hear your words, and then we'll bounce, and then also tell everybody how to reach you guys on your platform again.
Okay, so you want me to give tips about the coming into the lifestyle?
Well, not coming into the lifestyle because you're not like really in it. So give tips to like ladies getting into the industry, or how guys should treat ladies in the lifestyle or the industry, because it's going to be all the same for the most part. Ladies should be treated with respect.
I think everyone has to be treated with respect. And this goes for both lifestyle and if you want to get into pornography, always do your research. Would whether it's listening to other podcasters, going and researching to see what you can find and read, following other people's social media, maybe who've already done it or into it, but be open to listen to people and do your research.
Beautiful.
I think that's a very, very good advice.
And our resident beautiful GILF down in Florida.
Yes, I am a GILF. I've got 2 grandbabies.
I'm like, oh my God. Like, she's not even 40 yet. I'm like, God. I remember when you first told me your grandma, I was like, how? Because, like, when I met you,
I started very young.
Yeah.
But you know what? You're going to be a fun grandma, and you'll be, and your grandma will be able to remember you because you'll be able to be young enough to do and be active with them.
Very much so. I love when people give me the double take, though. Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm a grandma. I got 2 grandbabies. And they're like, what?
Is there such thing as a double G ilf?
A great grandma gilf?
Yeah.
I'm sure there is. I mean, I may be in porn still when my grandbabies have kids.
Yeah, because you'll be in her, you'll be in your 50s, 60s, and you'll be a great grandmother. I do it for it. All right, go ahead. Give us some words of advice.
Well, definitely when it comes to getting in the lifestyle, we'll talk about the lifestyle, like, have fun, explore, always, always, always pay attention and get consent. Consent is, like, very incredibly important. I know we talked about that a little bit earlier. Respect, and don't ever just assume.
No.
The first 3 letters of assume is ass. Don't be an ass.
Don't be an ass.
Don't be an ass.
But that falls under consent too. Like, don't assume. Always get consent. Have fun. You know, let go of your inhibitions. Like, explore. That's what it's there for. It's there for you to, you know, fulfill your every fantasy and, you know, explore.
Beautiful, beautiful. And thank you for that. And Silo Siren, give us your website address one more time, please.
My website is PSILOSIRENXXX.com. .com.
And Miss Sexy Kelly Shin, how do people reach you on your webs?
Just KellyShin.com.
Right. I was hoping when she did the arms up, I was hoping her like little top would go flying up, but it didn't. I was like, God damn it. So anyways, I so need to get canceled. But anyways, I'm Doc Chocolate and I am your host. And thank you for listening to another episode of Bulls and Queens. And if you want to follow these ladies, make sure you go to the links that are in the show notes and make sure you check out that episode with Michelle Rain talking about soundings and sticking other things in penises, because you'll definitely enjoy that episode as well. So until next time, you guys, make love and not war. Be peaceful, support each other, encourage each other, and let's all make this world a better, more sexy place. Bye.
Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite black man candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party, make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.